In Texas, the weather is improving today, but 1 in 3 people in the state are still having problems with water after last week's wretched winter storm. Broken pipes, orders to boil water, and in some areas, still no power. Mario Canizares is the city manager of Nacogdoches, a small city in a forested part of eastern Texas.
Once we got through the rolling blackouts, the ice storm that we had between Tuesday night into Wednesday morning really affected us immensely, because then it became more infrastructure issues. Trees and power lines just do not go well together. And so it's just been a very difficult situation to repair.
Earlier today, Canizares told me that 5,000 people in the area still don't have power, and it could be a while.
It could be several more days in some areas, in some more heavily wooded areas where trees have fallen and has knocked down electrical systems that just can't get to them, or it just requires more work. So they're tackling those areas that they can restore quickly, then rediverting their efforts to some of those more difficult areas.
Katie Mungia is a social worker who lives in Nacogdoches. She lost power last Monday. It didn't come back on until Saturday, and she knows how dangerous those falling trees can be. She told me that one landed on her parents' house.
Yeah, so a branch fell. They have this massive, you know, probably like 200-year-old live oak tree in their backyard, and a branch fell on the roof. We tried to pull it down with ropes, and it was frozen into the ice. There were about 5 inches of solid ice on the roof, so we couldn't get it out. So finally this weekend, as it started to thaw, we were able to get the branch off and found that it had, in fact, penetrated the roof. So, you know, a lot of – and that's pretty minor compared to what other people have. I've known friends who have had – both of their vehicles smushed by trees that fell on them, or someone had a tree branch break into their kitchen, fell into their kitchen that they had just had remodeled, you know, so there's been some pretty intense damage to people's homes.
During the storm, I mean, could you tell that there was all that damage with the trees happening, or did you just wake up to it in the morning and you saw all these trees down?
No, I mean, so it was a really surreal and terrifying experience. I remember, I guess Wednesday was sort of when we had the second wave of the storm, when all the trees were coated in ice. And I remember stepping outside and, you know, there's no electricity at this point, so everything is just silent. But you would just hear this crashing of branches falling. And I'm talking, you know, I mean, just every 5 seconds probably you hear another crack, and then the boom as it hits the ground, and a crack and a boom of these massive branches falling all around our neighborhoods, and which is terrifying, right? Because you don't know when the next one is going to fall on you or on your house. And, you know, we were trying to enjoy the snow a little bit with my daughter, but trying to stay away from trees. We didn't want to be under any trees because they were just dropping branches so rapidly. I mean, it felt like being in a war zone. I mean, you know, just with this crashing and the sound of the ice falling, the branches falling, entire trees falling, and then not much that you could do about it because it was still snowing, still sleeting. There was all the ice out there, you know, and so like that branch on my parents' roof, they had to wait several days before we could do anything about it. So you really didn't get a sense of the extent of the damage, even though we knew it was happening. You didn't get a sense of the damage until Saturday, really, when things started to thaw out.
Well, and you are a social worker. I know many of your clients likely live in trailers or in more vulnerable structures around town. How are your clients doing, the people you work with?
You know, today I'm just able to get back to work, and so that's sort of what I'm doing today. I'm going to be going out and visiting some of those neighborhoods and seeing how people are faring. You know, in trailers, there's not a lot of insulation of pipes, so I'm sure there's been a lot of busted pipes. A lot of those homes already were in pretty poor conditions. A lot of folks that I work with have holes in their floor, holes in their roofs, missing windows, missing doors. So they were extremely vulnerable to the cold. I think a lot of those people ended up having to relocate, go stay somewhere else. Because, you know, we got down to 1 degree here, which is something that, at least in my lifetime, has just been absolutely unheard of. We're not prepared for that kind of cold here.
So, Katie, considering what you just told me, how long do you think the recovery will take? And I mean both physically, getting all those trees removed and that sort of thing, but also emotionally as well. It has not been an easy year, and this week has been particularly difficult.
Right, absolutely. I mean, anytime you feel unsafe, right, that's a trauma, right? When you are in a situation where you feel like you can't do anything to protect yourself or the people that you love. That's traumatic. And that's what all of us here have been living through. And, you know, definitely myself included, it was really terrifying. And, you know, today I'm supposed to be getting back to work and sitting down at my computer, figuring out, you know, how am I going to reach out to families? What am I going to do? But it's just really hard to focus, you know, to get my mind on work, to do what I need to do, kind of get back to normal, because nothing feels normal. Nothing about this past week has felt normal. But, you know, we just have to get up and keep moving, keep walking forward, because there's kind of no other choice.
Katie Mungia, social worker living in Nacogdoches, Texas. Sounds tough out there. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.